Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when we go to talk Guardians and the conversation goes to the 1% of Guardians, I ask myself why, right? When it's not prompted and the go-to is people that have Dolan's complaints or complaints they don't think Vogt's a good manager or this, that, the other, Dolan's a sheep, whatever it is, at some point it just feels like playing the hits. That's not what happened in the morning show today when the morning boys, the first call, mind you, the Guardians have a huge win last night. Arguably one of the most fun games in baseball history in the midst of a historic comeback, right? The vibes were at an all-time high. The morning boys were holding it down by keeping the vibes where they needed to be. And then Mike from Akron called about the Guardians. First call on the damn show today.
Mike in Akron, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Mike.
I would say that last week, you know, last year, we're in ALCS. So anything below that, I think, would not be a successful season. I understand the 15 and a half games behind. I think it's an awesome run. But once again, we're giving credence to a low-budget, fiscal responsibility team that keeps sucking us in every year. This team is not set up to win a championship ever.
The people, the almost 30,000 that were there last night, who treated it like a playoff game. Imagine if they watched it like him, the place would have sucked.
So it's
Mike. To win the game. Thank God they don't have to listen to guys like that every day. Thank God they have real fans who aren't going World Series or bust every year.
Kudos to Lima. Kudos to Ken for how they handled that. How do they suck us in every year? By winning! That's all they do! The Browns suck us in by saying things like, we think we have a chance to go to the playoffs, and then they go 3-14. Like, for the love of God, I really do not understand how, and I do understand, like, in the offseason, if you've just lost in the playoffs or if you've had a disappointing season, totally get it. I do not understand how what is happening, and not just this year, but as in a bridge of last year going to the ALCS, I don't see how you don't see these last 2 years and go, damn, this organization might have a clue.
Right. This is one of the most well-run organizations in Major League Baseball.
And they've made mistakes, yes.
Of course, everybody makes mistakes.
Even and yet the best, they keep winning.
Yes, even the best owners make mistakes. Even the best general managers make mistakes. But they have stability. They have smart people in the organization. They have a specific way of doing things. There's depth to their farm system. They make smart decisions for the most part based on what they have to work with. The financial revenue that they're given, there are a lot of teams that would kill for the people that are making the decisions for the Guardians.
And I just think, like, if that's your take after last night, and again, there's a time and place for these criticisms. If that, I have to wonder if you're a fan. Like, truly. And I spoke yesterday about the difference between the diehards. If you were there last night at that ballpark on a Tuesday night, during school season, with everything you got going in your life, on a Tuesday, no matter the stakes, you're a damn good baseball fan. And I think a fair amount of fans who really, there's a huge amount of people who love the Guardians in this town. And then there are people, well, the Browns aren't on, the Cavs aren't on. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll tune in if they're winning. And I think that's where that mentality comes in. It's like that I can't control, nor can Antonetti and Chernoff, nor can Vogt, nor can Jose Ramirez. I can't control what ownership does. Mm-hmm. When asked about it, I can speak honestly and candidly. I can also understand the economics of baseball, which is a secondary bucket of this, that there are a lot of organizations doing the same thing that the Browns or the Guardians are doing and not winning, like the Pittsburgh Pirates. But when it comes back to this is the most exciting stretch of the year, and everyone wrote them off to have this be the line of thinking. Like I can't live in that space.
Right.
And I don't know how anyone can live in that space and not just sit here in awe of what the Guardians have done and give the team credit, even if whoever's ahead of the organizational masthead you have some sort of problem with.
I think, too, Nick, like there's another element to push back here. I have my concerns about the Guardians, and I don't think they're the best team in the American League by any means. But are we really going to sit here and say that they can't get to the World Series?
No.
Really? You believe that much in the Toronto Blue Jays? You believe that much in the Seattle Mariners? I think Seattle's really good. I think mm-hmm. their pitching staff is awesome. You believe that much in the New York Yankees
mm-hmm.
when they've cobbled together what's left of a bullpen?
Yeah.
Where they've made multiple trades at the deadline that didn't work out? Like, yes. The Guardians have flaws. Yes, the Guardians have not played great baseball all season long. Yes, the Guardians have a negative run differential. All those things are true. But we can't sit here and pretend that the American League teams that they'd be competing against in the playoffs are infallible.
Yeah.
They're flawed too. So I'm supposed to believe that after this run, and I know that the Guardians are not going to sustain this level of play, especially with their starting staff. It just... mathematically, it seems improbable. But I'm supposed to believe that if they finish off this run, they win the AL Central, they go into the playoffs with Gavin pitching this way, and the bullpen being what it is and has been for a majority of the season, I'm supposed to believe that they can't compete once they get there? Why?
And even if they don't, they will have gone from 11.5 games back to winning the division, or at the very least, making a wild card spot in 2.5 weeks. Like, when we came out on Monday, I didn't go, Browns really only played well enough to win for 3 minutes, maybe 23 seconds. No, I said, can you believe the Browns came from behind and stole that game from Green Bay, and right? How much fun was that? And I don't get, like, if back-to-back playoff wins with the economic conditions that this front office is under, if this doesn't impress you with this offense, by the way, I just don't know what, like, guys, I'd love it if they did the thing. If we got to try and win a championship every year, the Yankees have been doing that as long as I've been alive. They've not won a title in a very long time. Aaron Judge does not have a title in his
tenure.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Found the word for me. So they're trying to win every year.
Uh-huh.
The Braves have been trying to win every year. They've won one. The Dodgers have been trying to win every year, and they just have won yet another one. Like, there are so many parts of this that it's so disingenuous, no matter how genuine the objections they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's because I have followed baseball. That's always been the sport that I think I understood the most, because it's the first one that really caught my attention. But I mean, you look at it, it's the Brewers, it's the Rays, it's the Guardians. The Reds occasionally have success. The Pirates never have success. Maybe a 3-year run here. The Royals had that mythical, 3 to 4 year run. But what the Guardians have done, even under the Dolan's purview, they're just winning. Yep. And I mean, even earlier this year, there were people like, well, I'm moving on from Antonetti and Chernoff. And I'm like, were you not in the ALCS last year? Like, this, what they're doing now is more impressive than what they did in the teens. You had Frankie, you had Hosey, You had so much more proven talent at that point, and you were buoyed by the money of selling Sports Time Ohio to Fox Sports, which allowed you to spend on Edwin Encarnacion and other players. Whereas right now, you don't have that safety net. So every year, they're going in with a incredibly minimal budget. And by the way, they whiffed on a lot of free agents.
They did.
They, like, Santana was a whiff. Hedges has not been the same guy this year that didn't have the same impact that he had last year. A fair amount, Sewald didn't really go anywhere for you. Bieber wasn't a whiff because he got a trade thing out of it, but he didn't add to your wins and losses this year. And they're still an 85-win team with five games to go.
Nick, it's the most well-run franchise in Cleveland sports. And I think there needs to be a level of appreciation for what they've overcome this year and what they've been able to do. And if you can't appreciate that because you're so focused on a poor owner, then that's a you problem. And it should give you more appreciation for this organization because in team sports, it is very, very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult to find a way to overcome inept ownership or poor ownership. It's very difficult to do. And that hasn't brought down these Guardians. They have found a way in the face of that to still be successful, to still be stable, to still consistently win games and be part of the class of the AL Central.
Matt Underwood, Guardians play-by-play man, joins us in 5 minutes. We'll set the scene for tonight. Tigers, Guardians, one of two more chances to take a game for the Tigers in the regular season. Matt with us in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. To talk about this game, to talk about last night, to talk about all the many great things going on with the Cleveland Guardians, we head out to the Fan Hotline and welcome on Guardians play-by-play man for Guardians TV. Matt Underwood joins us. Matt, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hi, Chris. I'm Nick. How are you?
We're doing
good.
All right.
How are you?
Good, man. Real good.
Well, I got to say, we had Curtis Danberg here yesterday. Me and Daryl were trying to find out as well. I cannot think of a more up and down but ultimately awesome season in Indians Guardians history. Can you think of anything that fits the mold of what has happened this season and how this thing has gone?
No, absolutely not. I've never seen anything like this, and I've been doing this a long time now. I mean, when you talk about where they were just a month ago, it's been a remarkable turnaround. And it almost drains the superlatives to talk about what they've done in a short amount of time. To come back from 15 and a half games back, I mean, they were 10 games back early in the month of September. Obviously it takes two to tangle, so that the Guardians have been on a great run and the Tigers have gone in the tank. So those two things combined have made this an incredible last couple of weeks of baseball. It starts with the pitching. The pitching has been outstanding, and they've been able to hit in the clutch. The offense still isn't lighting the world on fire, but they've done just enough. They find ways to get the win, and that's all you can do. At the end of the day, they don't ask you by how many. They just ask.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So did you win or lose?
Matt, when did you first start to believe that the Guardians winning the AL Central was possible?
When they swept Detroit last week. I mean, you went into that series and you're thinking to yourself, you know, you got to win two out of three to give yourself at least a puncher's chance. Sweep is really the only legitimate shot you got. And to go in there and do it, that's when you're like, okay, something special is happening here. Because you don't go into somebody else's den and just take them to task like they did and sweep that series. And when they did, I had a feeling like, okay, something special is happening with this club. The way they're pitching, and that's the thing, right? We talk about it in football. We talk about it in all sports. Defense travels. And when you can pitch the way they have pitched, you've got a chance to win no matter where the game is being played. And that's the other thing that's blown me away is that, you know, we get wrapped up. We throw a lot of numbers out. We see a lot of numbers. Numbers get crunched and thrown at us on a daily basis. But to see what our starting pitching has done in 18 consecutive games, giving up two runs or less by the starting pitchers, that's never happened in franchise history. And now I find out today it's never happened in major league history. So we're talking about something really incredible and something very special that has been going on with these starting pitchers in particular. And then, as I said, you couple that with an offense that's been led by Jose Ramirez. They find ways to get things done. I mean, last night, I've never seen a sixth inning like what we saw last night. Never in my life have I seen three runs scored without a ball ever leaving the infield, except for the one that Scooble tried to, you know, center between his legs and launched it over the first baseman's head.
Matt Underwood on the fan hotline here. So one of the unfortunate things that happened yesterday was David Fry getting hit in the face with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. And so, you know, we've talked a lot about that, but I thought the response by Tarek Skubal in the moment where you could tell he was crestfallen by what happened, and then after the game being emotional, saying he had reached out to David Fry, going to then, as we found out today, visit David Fry along with Stephen Vogt and some other folks to go to make sure he was okay. I know we're talking Guardians here, but I don't know I have been more impressed with a human being than Tarek Skubal's kind of response to that unfortunate play last night.
I couldn't say it any better, Nick. I really have admired Tarek Skubal. I love the story. He had one Division I scholarship offer coming out of high school, one at the Seattle University. And, you know, he went there in his sophomore year. He blew out, had Tommy John surgery. The last thing he was even thinking was, I might play professional baseball someday. And so to come from that to becoming the most dominant pitcher in the game, it speaks to his journey and the kind of person he is. And I love the fact that last year when he came here in the playoffs, he was interacting with our fans. It was respectful, but it was, you know, it was just a competitor in him. And I love the way he competes. I love the fire that he brings when he goes to the mound. But you saw last night the class and the respect that he has for the guys in the other dugout. You can't say enough good things about Skubal. He is a monster. And our guys know it. And that's why when they came out in that inning, it was Stephen Kwan saying, well, nothing else is working. Let's try a bunt, see if we can get something going. And then Angel follows that up, and then the chaos ensued. It was an incredible inning. But, yeah, to your point, Skubal is one of those guys that, yeah, you want to beat him. And, yeah, all those things you say when you compete. But he's a guy you'd love to have him on your team any day of the week.
Matt, you mentioned the pitching turnaround that the Guardians have had. I think the picture of that, obviously, is Gavin Williams. What has clicked for him?
Well, I think more than anything is, you know, he made in-season adjustments, which isn't always, it sounds like it should be simple, but it's not for pitchers. And he went to, you know, a cut fastball. He started incorporating a little two-seamer, just something to get him in the strike zone. His four-seamer is unhittable, but a lot of times he was having trouble locating it, and it was leading to a lot of walks, and that frustrated the hell out of him. And so he was open to suggestion, and Carl Willis, you know, made some tweaks, said, hey, why don't we try you know, taking a little off the fastball. Let's cut it. Something that maybe you can command a little bit better, get it in the strike zone. Still not going to be easy to hit. And I think that just opened up a whole new world of possibilities for him, and he's been riding it.
Matt, considering how strong, I mean, 1 through 6, this rotation has been, it almost feels like when you pare this down to the 3 or 4 starters you're going to use, it almost feels like maybe you need to keep the other two guys, you know, lengthened out a bit, so that if you could do, all right, we're going to get 5 from Gavin in this game and then maybe go 3 from this starter, it almost feels, I know we live in the era of the bullpen game, but can I get anybody on board for the double up the starter game early in that 3-game set?
Well, I mean, are you talking about if you get to October, are you talking about looking down the road? Absolutely. I mean, it will be. Look, we saw it last year with Voter. You get into October, and it's all hands on deck. He's not afraid to, you know, make a move early in a game. So I think the way they're set up, they have guys that are versatile enough that they can pitch, whether it's coming out of the bullpen or, you know, you know Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee. Those are guys you're going to hand the ball to. Slade Ciccone, they're going to start games. Some of those other guys, though, Logan Allen's pitched out of the bullpen. Joey Cantillo's pitched out of the bullpen. They have guys that are versatile enough that can certainly help this club in a variety of ways. And I think the key is the lack of ego. You know, some guys are like, I'm a starter. I'm a starter, and that's it. And, well, you've got a lot of guys here that are more on board with, hey, what do you need me to do? And I'm more than willing to do it.
Matt, I can't think of too many managers in Major League Baseball that could have overcome everything that Vogt had to overcome. For the Guardians to get to this point where they have a chance to win the Central, it's been clear in the last couple of years that Vogt is the right guy at the right time for this group. You're around him every single day. What is that quality that makes him so good for this team?
I think it's, you know, it sounds simple, but it's just the consistency with which he shows up every single day. You know, he doesn't get, you know, over the moon when things are going well. You know, he's not. You never see him hanging his head. Even when things got bad, when they lost 10 in a row and it looked like, oh my goodness. And then they got hot and then lost 9 out of 10. You're like, okay, well now this is definitely the end of the line. He never wavered. He was the same guy. He was positive. He was upbeat. He kept reinforcing to his players that, you know, it's going to be okay. Just go out and continue to give your best effort. That kind of thing. It sounds like coach speak. It sounds cliche, but these are human beings and they're young kids. And they're very susceptible to the power of positive reinforcement. And I think that was a big, you know, look, if you're going through it, if you're scuffling and you look over and you see your manager hanging his head or kicking the dirt or throwing chairs, it certainly isn't going to reinforce to you that you've got a chance to climb out of this thing. And so I think at its basic fundamental root, that has been the key to his success, and that is just, you know, trying to maintain. Hey, is it easy? No, I'm sure there's times where he wanted to pull his hair out. I'm sure there's times he wanted to throw his hat on the ground and stomp on it, but that doesn't help. That doesn't do anybody else any good, and he understands that more than anyone.
We do have an update. Nick Camino just tweeting out here in the last minute or so. Tonight's game will start in a rain delay. The plan is to play, though, so that's the update for the Guardians in terms of that. In terms of these next 5 games, what's like, how many do you have to win to go ahead and take this thing? I know the easy answer is 5-0, but it's, you know, 4-1, 3-2. Where does your confidence begin to really boost there?
Well, I don't know. I was never very good at math, so I can't tell you what the ideal number is. I do know that what this club does better than any I've ever been around is they're able to separate, and they're not thinking about anything but tonight. And that's why they're in the position that they're in, is because they didn't look down the road 2 weeks ago and say, you know, if we do this, then we'll put ourselves in a position to be here on September the 24th. They literally just said, okay, tonight we got to go out and win a game. And they bring that same mindset to the ballpark every single day. So I think, look, I said coming into the series, you win 2 out of 3, you put yourself in a really good position. You sweep, and you're sitting really pretty. You truly control your own destiny at that point. But I think that at worst, they had to win 2 out of 3 in the series, and they're well on their way to doing that. If they get a great start tonight from Tanner Bibee and they can get to Flaherty, then they put themselves really squarely in the driver's seat.
Matt, great stuff as always. We're so excited to see how this plays out, and very, very, very hopeful. We'll be talking some October baseball with you in the very near future. Thank you so much, Matt.
Nick, thanks a lot. Great talking to you guys. And, yeah, hopefully this weather moves out and we'll be getting started here fairly soon. Thanks.
Excellent stuff. Guardians TV play-by-play man Matt Underwood there on the Fan Hotline. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say about where the Guardians go. And credit is due, so credit they will get in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.